Con razón.
We saw yesterday there are three parts of Eretz Yisrael: Yehuda, Golil, and Eber Those are the areas that we would look at with regard to Oviv and Peiros. And if two out of three of them were behind, then we would be Ma'aber the Shona. So we're up to the Gemara where it says, Tana Rabbanu. First word on the line is Mi Yehuda. Tana Rabbanu. Ein Ma'abrin es Hashonim Elo Bi Yehuda. Here we're not talking about which areas were taken into consideration. Rather, we're talking about where was the Beis Din sitting? Where did the Beis Din convene? Now, the truth is, it could be a number of different Bati Dinim, but the main one was in Yehuda. So, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Elo Bi Yehuda. If you look at Rashi, fourth bottom line, Rashi says, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Elo Bi Beis Din HaKavua Bi Yehuda. Only the Beis Din that was fixed, established in Yehuda. That seems to have been the main Beis Din. We'll see why in a moment. However, ve'im ibruah begalil, if, however, the Beis Din, not in Yehuda, but rather in the Galil, if they were ma'abed shana, then me'uberes, then b'dieved that would be okay, and it would have validity. Heyid, says the Gemara, Heyid, Chananya ish oinoi. So Chananya from oinoi testified that im ibruah begolil einam uberes. So he disagreed. He testified that he heard from a reliable source that, to the contrary, that it has to be the Beis Din in Yehuda. And if it is in the Galil, then it will not have validity. Why not? Omer Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon, the son of Pazi, said, "My timer, what is the reasoning behind the Chananya ish oinoi? What is the reasoning behind this halacha that it's absolutely got to be in Yehuda? And if it's in any other place, even though the Beis Din might be a valid Beis Din, but with regard to Ibur HaShana has no validity unless it's in Yehuda, why should that be?" And the answer is Omar Kro, because we have a Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Leshichnoi Sidrashu Ubosa Shomo. The Shichnoi sounds like from the word Shchino, divine presence. Tidrashu, you should be Doiresh. So, what does that mean? We say as follows: Kol Drisha Sha'ata Doiresh, any matter that needs Drisha, which means serious investigation, Loi Yehu should not be Elo Shchino Shalmokim, only where the divine presence resides. So an issue like Ibur HaShana, which certainly needs Drisha, as we've explained before, it's not just a snap decision, it's got to be considered very carefully. So we learn from a Pasuk that where does an issue like that become judged? L'shichnoi, only where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechino exists, and that is in Yehuda. That's in Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. If you look at the third line, third bottom line in Rashi, Shichnoi Shel Mokoyim, that's Yerushalayim, Vehi Bi Yehuda. That's why the Beis Din in Yehuda, namely in Yerushalayim, is the prime Beis Din. And we learn from the Pasuk that it's got to be there. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Ein ma'abrin es hashana elo bayoim. There can only be an ibur hashana daytime. Beis Din have to convene daytime, Ve'im ibruha balaylo, einam u'ubaris. And if this happens at night, it's no good. It's got to be done at daytime. Another halacha. Ve'ein makadshin es ha-chodesh. We're talking about ibur hashana. Now we've switched to kiddush ha-chodesh, which is happening every month. Ve'ein makadshin es ha-chodesh elo bayoyim. And again, ve'im kidshu ha-balayla einoy makudesh. If the bezdin for some reason were makadesh the new moon at night, that would not be valid. Why not? Omer Rav Abos, Rav Abos said, Maikro, what is the posuk that backs this up? Why must it be that Rosh Chodesh is only declared at daytime and not at night? What's the difference? Where is it learned from? The answer is learned from a posuk in Tehillim. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh liyom chageinu. Now clearly, tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh. Kesa means, like from the word kisui, something is hidden and concealed. Leyoim chageinu, something is concealed, leyoim chageinu, on the day of our celebration. What's that referring to? Eize chag shahachodesh miskase boi. Which chag is it that the chodesh, meaning the moon, is completely concealed? And the answer is, have you oime ze Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, which takes place, of course, at the beginning of the month, there's no moon. So this pasuk is clearly referring to Rosh Chodesh, specifically Rosh Hashanah. And how does the pasuk carry on? The pasuk carries on, V'ksiv, ki choik li Yisrael hu, mishpat l'elekei Yaakov. This is a choik for Yisrael and a mishpat for Yaakov. So we learn, ma mishpat bayoyim, af kiddush ha-chodesh bayoyim. If the posuk is talking about Rosh Chodesh, as we just mentioned, because it refers you to the Yom Tov where the moon is concealed. Which Yom Tov is the moon concealed? That's Rosh Hashanah, which takes place on Rosh Chodesh. And the Torah talks about, the posuk in Tehillim talks about a mishpat. Now we know a general mishpat. Bezdin, forget Kiddush HaChodesh for the moment. A regular day-to-day judging when the Bezdin convene. When is that? Only Bayom. Bezdin do not convene Balayla. The Kiddush that we're discussing is that even Kiddush HaChodesh, which is not essentially a mishpat, I would have thought. They're not judging between two parties. So maybe that could take place at night as well. So that's what the Chiddush is at. No, Mishpat Leleke Yaakov, even this concept of Rosh Chodesh, also adopts the status of a Mishpat. And just like a Mishpat never takes place at night, so too Kiddush HaChodesh can never take place at night, says Rashi. Shachodesh Miskase Boi. When is the moon concealed? Shahalavona einoy niris. When is it that the lavona is not to be seen? Ba'alil, clearly lekol ha'olam. To anybody in the world, ksiv chodesh bakise. Chodesh bakese. The chodesh, which means the moon, bakese is hidden. When is that? Avihoyma zeroy shashana. Shechago b'rosh chodesh. It's b'rosh chodesh. Avol shar chagim, but other yomim tovim is be'emza chodesh. All other yomim tovim, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Yom Kippur, all are in the middle of the month. So, which yom tov is it that takes place when the month is covered? Rosh Hashanah. V'ksiv ki choik, quote unquote. And it says in that pasuk, ki choik kloimar, choik she Yisrael oisin ba'oisei chag, dahainu kiddush ha-chodesh. The kiddush ha-chodesh harehu kamishpat. Or mishpat is b'yoyim. And mishpat always takes place b'yoyim. Etc. And this is also considered a mishpat. So just like a regular mishpat, when Reuven and Shimon come to Beis Din, and Beis Din have to adjudicate between two parties, so that always has to take place at daytime. So too, Kiddush HaChodesh, which is not essentially adjudicating between two parties, but nonetheless, it's got to take place at daytime. Why? Because it's called a mishpat, right? Okay, we're on the bottom line. Tana Rabbanan. Let me just get another Gemara. Tana Rabbanan says the Heilige Gemara on the bottom line. Ein ma'abrin es hashana b'shnei ra'ovoin. What's shnei ra'ovoin? In years of hunger. What on earth has years of hunger got to do with Ibur Hashana? So look at the top Rashi. B'shnei ra'ovayim lefi shekolo hatvuo. What is kolo?
Am I missing something? He went from the bottom of Amud Beis. It says Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana B'Shnei Kipoi Kadme. No.
In a way you are.
We're on Yud Aleph, right?
Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Bottom line.
Ein Ma'abrim Et Hashana B'Shnei, and the next one.
B'Shnei Ra'ovim.
I don't have that. So weird.
B'Shnei, and then it goes on to Yud Bet Amud Aleph,
which is then it says Tekifai Kadme.
Tkifai Kadme is Yud Aleph on base. We're moving on to Yud Beis Amud Aleph.
Oh, I see why. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what's the problem in Ma'abra the Shana in Shnei Ra'ovayim? So look at the top Rashi. Lefi Shekolo HaTvuo. Because the Tvuo is running out. Kolo, like from the word Vayachulu HaShamayim, it's finished. If it's a year of hunger, there's not much food about. And if that's the case, v'tzrichin lechol min hachodosh, they've got to be able to eat from the chodosh. Remember, we discussed this on the previous omud. One of the ramifications of making a shonam uberes is that Pesach will obviously be delayed by a month. If Pesach is delayed by a month, that means that the korban oimer, which permits to eat chodosh, is also delayed by a month. That's a very risky proposition if it's a year of famine. If it's a year of famine where there's not much food reserves, so if you push off Pesach, that means nobody can eat the new produce for another month. Well, what are they going to eat till then? So in an ordinary year, say they've got plenty of stocks in the reserves, in the storehouses from last year. But if it's Shnei Rav and if it's a hunger year, well, then we're in big trouble.
Why wouldn't the same thing apply with respect to Shemitah?
Now what?
If you delay it, then basically you don't have anything, because everything from year six is all pretty well all gone.
Shemitah is all bracha, and Shemitah only have three times as much produce. Shemitah, there's no shortage.
Okay.
The Tzivisiyas Berchasi. Chazon Ish said, the Tzivisiyas Berchasi applies even nowadays as well, even though Shemitah is not min ha-teira. Now, Tanya. So the Gemara brings a brisa to back this principle up. This old principle of not being ma'abar shana in years of famine, we're now going to bring a Torah source from here to at least from the Novi. Because it says as follows, Tanya. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, quoting a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Ve'ish ba mi ba'al sholisha. A man came from Baal Shalisha. Shalisha is a place. Vayove le'ish ho'eloikim lechem bikurim esrim lechem so'irim, etc., etc., etc. So he says, somebody came, a man came from Baal Shalisha, and he brought the ish ho'eloikim, which is the Novi, Lechem
Lechem.
Bikurim. Brought Lechem Bikurim. Now, what does Lechem Bikurim mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says Lechem Bikurim. Lechem Oviv. Mashma. The understanding is this is Lechem Oviv means first bread of the year. She'achshav hoyom avaker. It just now became ripe. In other words, let's not make a mistake. When we use the word bikurim over here, we don't mean bikurim as the bikurim that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, bikurim, like from the word bechor. Bikurim is the same word as bechor, a firstborn. It's the first one. So somebody came from Baal Shalisha and he brought the Ish HaElokim, the Novi. Which particular Novi we're talking about? I believe we're talking about Elisha. Elisha, who was the main Talmud of Eliyahu HaNovi. So he brought Elisha the Lechem Bikurim, the first Lechem in the Oviv. Okay.
Lashma is it means?
Sorry?
Lashma is like the meaning of something, right?
Correct, correct. From the root is Shoma, he had to hear. The understanding we hear from this. So Lechem Oviv, Mashma. The Mashma says the implication, the understanding is this is what we hear. If he uses the word Bikurim, he's talking about the first Lechem of the year. Okay, that was the story. So why is that a proof to our principle? So the Gemara says as follows. Ve'ein lecho kalo. There is no easier place, b'chol Eretz Yisrael, levashel peiroseho, for the fruit to become ripe, yosa mibal shalisha. Apparently, Baal Shalisha is the most easy for fruit and produce to become ripe. Most fertile place. Okay. V'afal pikein loy bikra elo min echod. And yet, even though Shalisha is normally a place where things become ripe very quickly and very easily, and yet, in this particular story, what had become ripe? Very, very little. Elo min echod. Which min echod?
Lechem.
Only the lechem of the Sairim. Shema toima, maybe you'll tell me chitim. Talmud loima Sairim. You may say, one second, which particular min are we talking about? Look at Rashi, second line. Shemo toimar chitin oyu. If you were going to suggest that we're talking about wheat, why would that change the story? Shehein afelois. They're weaker. Lekach nisachru levashil. They take longer to become ripe ad achar ha-pesach. So you might say that we're talking about chitin, and chitin happens to take a long time. And that's what the Torah, that's what the Pasuk is telling you, that this Baal Shalisha fellow brought Elisha Lechem from Chittim because Chittim takes a long time. No. But the Pasuk clearly says, what about Sa'irim? Sa'irim doesn't take long at all. And if Sa'irim doesn't take long at all, and Baal Shalisha is a place where things become ripe very early, so you would have expected that what would he bring the Novi? He'd bring the Novi plenty of food. And he didn't. All he managed to muster up is one bread of Sairim. So if Lechem Baal Shalisha is a place where things get ripe very easily, why is it that this particular fellow was not able to bring very much? So the Gemara says, Shema Toimar Lifnei Ha'oimah. Maybe you'll tell me, one second, when did he arrive? He arrived before the Omer, which means prior to Pesach, when there really was not much yet in the fields. But that's not true. Talmud Loimah, because the Pasuk says, Ten la'om va'yichlu achar ha'omer hoya, says Rashi on the fourth line. The Shema Toimar Lifnei Ha'oimer Hoya Ubizman Biker, and it's just the time when things are just becoming ripe. No. Talmud Loimar Ten La'om Vayoichlu Malamed Shekorev Ha'oimer. We're talking about if they said you can go and give everybody to eat, we're clearly talking about when the korban had already been sacrificed, Vahutar HaChodosh, and Chodosh had become permitted. So now let's go back to the story. We've established that we're talking about after Pesach, post Korban Omer. So this is not early on in the season at all. It's quite late on in the season. Not only that, we're talking about an area where normally things become ripe and there's plenty of produce, and yet this Ish from Baal Shalisha did not manage to bring the Novi Elisha very much food at all. So what does all of that point to? That clearly we're talking about what type of season, what type of year. This must have been a year of famine. If it was a year of famine, that's why even though this is an area where normally there's plenty of food, we're talking about after Pesach, so there should be plenty out there, and yet he couldn't bring very much. Says the Gemara, Heve Oimer, Me'ato, Emor Me'ato. So we can now say, Re'uyo hoiso oiso shono shetis aber. That year was really ra'u, was really fitting to be become a mu'uberes. Umipnei ma loy ibro Elisha. So why did Elisha not make it into a shana mu'uberes? Sheshnas betzeres hoiso. Because it was a year of famine, but serious means shortage. Vahoyu hakoil rotzin. Everybody was running lebeis hagronois to the grain house to see whatever they could muster up. There was not very much food around. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Emor me'ato. Essentially, that year should have become a mu'uberes. Al ha'aviv, for reasons of aviv. Shek shehigia nisan adayin loy hoya roiv aviv. Remember, we said one of the prime reasons for being ma'abra the shana is in order to make sure that Pesach falls out in the aviv. What's the definition of the aviv? As we said yesterday, when the produce in the field starts becoming ripe. If at Pesach time it's not becoming ripe, well, then we cannot classify this season as Aviv, in which case Pesach will not be in the Aviv. So we'll push off Pesach by making an Ador Sheni, by which time the produce in the field will start growing. That will then be Aviv, and Pesach will be in the right time. Says Rashi, in this particular story, clearly it had not come to Aviv. There was no Aviv. You see, there was very, very little food in the field. And nonetheless, they did not make it a Shana Mu'uberes. We're talking about after Pesach already. They did not make an Ador Sheni. Why not? Says Rashi again, Ru'uyo iso iso shana lis aber. That year essentially should have become Mu'uberes al ha'aviv. Because of reasons of Aviv, shehigia Nisan, because when it came to Chodesh Nisan Adayin Loi Hoya Roiv Aviv, in the main it was not yet Aviv. Dehola Acha Shisha Osa BeNisan Loi Bikru, because you'd come to the 16th of Nisan, which is when you bring the Korban Omer, Loi Bikru Elosayrin. Apparently, the only thing that he could muster up for the Novi was Sairin. Clearly, not very much that's become ripe in the field. Veloi Karino Bey. In which case, we cannot call this time, quote unquote, Chodesh Ha'aviv. If somebody comes to the Novi after Pesach, and all he can muster up is a bit of Lechem Sairin, then clearly there's not very much there in the field. Well, if there's not much there in the field, then it's not Aviv. So if it's not Aviv, why is it being Pesach already? Why didn't they push it up? Remember, we said before, we were Medayik from the Psukim. That year was not a Shana Mu'uberes. It's already after Pesach. So how can it be that after Pesach there wasn't very much in the field? So it must be that it wasn't Aviv, and if it wasn't Aviv, they should have made it to Shana Mul Beres. So why didn't they? Says Rashi, Sheshnas Betzeres Oisa. It was a year of famine. This is what we find in the Psukim. So it turns out, therefore, that the principle we said before, that you do not make a Shonam Uberes in years of hunger, we now have a clear source for it from this story from Elisha. If somebody came from Baal Shalisha, there was not very much food in the field apparently after Pesach, and yet they had made it Pesach. If there wasn't very much food in the field, why didn't they delay Pesach by a month in order to get Pesach in the Aviv? And the answer is because it must have been a year of hunger. And in a year of hunger, you do not push off anything, so not to keep Klal Yisrael waiting for the Korban Chadosh, for the Korban Omer.
Yeah. But if it's a year of famine, where are they going to get the merchandise for the Korban Omer?
No, eventually it'll come. Eventually it'll come. There'll be some sarim in the field. But everybody's now going to be waiting an extra month to be able to eat anything if you delay Pesach. And we cannot afford that because there's no, like what Gemara says, everybody's running to the grain houses to try and scrabble around for some food.
When it's a year of famine, there's still sheep and cattle and things, right? Why can't they shecht, and meat and things like that? When it's a year of famine, meaning there's no cattle either?
There's not what, sorry?
When there's a year of famine, it means there's no cattle, there's no animals, there's no sheep, there's no nothing to shech, to eat, there's nothing?
I don't know why. I don't, we're talking about the produce in the field, maybe. Why is it relevant to the animals?
Because if it's a famine, you could always kill animals and eat them.
Al alechem yichya ha'odom, we have a pasuk. Al alechem yichya ha'odom, a person needs bread to live. He needs produce, needs tour. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. As we have already mentioned in the past, when we make a Shonam or Beres, we add an extra month, but we can only add an extra Adar. There's no such thing as Cheshvan Sheni or Tammuz Sheni or Elul Sheni. It's got to be Adar Sheni. Now, at which point of the year would Beis Din convene to make this whole drisha v'chakira to try and work out whether or not this year should be a Shana Mul Beres? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Lifnei Rosh Hashana. They would not convene before Rosh Hashana. It's too early on. Not only that, v'im ibruha ein mu'u beres. If they were ma'abad Hashanah prior to Rosh Hashanah, it's not a mu'u beres. Now look at Rashi. Ein ma'abrin, says Rashi, ein yoishvin bezdin koidim Rosh Hashanah. The bezdin would not sit prior to Rosh Hashanah la'ayin, to examine Veloimar, and to declare that Tisaber Shana Zu, that this year is going to become a Shana Mul Beres b'shnei Adorim, by making an extra Ador. Why not? What's the problem? Let them announce. Everybody should know. We know, by the way, nowadays, because we have a fixed calendar, so we know exactly it's going to be a Shana Mul Beres. We now know that next year is going to be a Shana Mul Beres. Everybody knows in advance, and you can plan accordingly. But the Gemara is telling you that before they fixed the calendar and it needed Beis Din to work it out, they would not do so at the beginning of the year. Why not? L'chayra would be very convenient if Beis Din, Rosh Hashanah time, would announce, okay, Moirav Rabbeisa, according to our calculations, the way things look, we're going to have to add an extra month to Adar at the end of the winter, and everybody ought to plan their Pesach and their Purim in the winter, but we don't do that. Why not? Says Rashi, Again, Ein Yoishvin Bezdin Koidem Rosh Hashanah La'ayin V'loima. Bezdin would not sit to investigate and to declare prior to Rosh Hashanah Tis Abe Rosh Hashanah Zu that this year should be a Shana Mu'baras B'Shnei Adorim with two Adors. Why? May Sheyesh Shikha B'Dovor. Because this is something that can be forgotten. Koidem Sheyagia, before it actually arrives. If they announce Tishri time, that Moirai Barabbosai, at the end of the winter, there's going to be an extra Ador, which is in another 5 months' time, then by the time you get there, people might forget the announcement was so long ago. Umazalzali Bechomets and Chas V'Shalom. There could be a terrible zilzal in Chomets because people will forget that there was an Ador Sheni. So they will go straight from Ador to Nisan. From Nisan, they'll go to Iyar, not realizing that, excuse me, it's not Chodesh Iyar at all. It's actually Chodesh Nisan. And you're supposed to be careful about Chomets and you're supposed to have Matzah, but people will long forgot it. So therefore, Beis Din only convene at the end of the winter. And they say, okay, Moirav Raboisai, we are now making Ador Sheni when? Now. Well, then there's no chashash of Shik. If they do it 6 months ago, then we're worried what will happen. People will come to Pesach, they'll miscalculate, and Chas V'Sholom end up eating Chomets on Pesach.
Rabbi, didn't we learn that the calendar calculations are not the only things that determine whether the Beis Din would Uber the Shana, right? Like it has to do with whether there's an, right? So now how, now that we've, because of modern times, we don't have the calculation problem, how come Beis Din doesn't have to decide on an annual basis based on the other parameters? Okay, the calculation thing is easier. So now we have a calendar. It tells us next year is going to be. But how do we know next year some of the other problems that would cause a Shana Mu'baras are not going to be around? Like, I don't understand why the calendar, the fact that the calendar thing has been fixed, it doesn't answer the other things, the other parameters that have to be in place.
Some of the other factors are not are non-factors. Most of the factors were to do with Klal Yisrael coming to Beis Hamikdash for Yom Tov, which is not negiah anymore. The other factors were the government bringing Bikurim, which is not negiah. The only factor that really remains is Pesach in the Aviv. And that, if you fix the calendar, then you know you're sorted out.
So obviously when the Beis Hamikdash comes back and there'll be Korbanos again, hypothetically, then we can't just still rely on the calendar anymore because there'll be Olas HaRegel and stuff, and we'll have the same problems.
And then all these things will be variable once again. Yeah, L'chari, you're right. L'chari, you're right. Okay, we have to hold over here. And Ms. Hashem, I wish you have a wonderful day.
Yeah,
you too.